Well, good morning, everyone. Today is Thursday, the 25th of March, 2010. I'm Mark A with another quick Audio Boo update for you. Today, it's just a brief update about an Audio Boo that I did about a month ago regarding live streaming options from Japan. A few new things have come to light, and I'm aware of a few new applications for you. So let's start off with a new iPhone application. Just search in the iTunes App Store for Radio Japan, and you'll find it right away. This is a new iPhone app that streams all simulradio.jp stations directly to your iPhone or iPod Touch. A very good live streaming option. There are also a few other radio stations available. But I did mention the website last time. Now there's a new app for that website. Second option is a 5 month long live streaming experiment from radico.jp, radiko.jp, if you want to visit that website. Quite a few big names live streaming out of Japan. TBS Radio is one, Culture Radio, Nippon Broadcasting, Nikkei News Broadcasting, Inter FM, Tokyo FM, J-Wave, all available. Unfortunately, this service is only available to residents of Japan, so you need a Japanese-based IP address to actually access those audio streams. A little bit disappointing that, but I suppose bandwidth does cost money. Thirdly, in the last Audio Boo, I did mention an application called Keyhole TV. This is available from v2p.jp. And it's a peer-to-peer based audio and video streaming service. Still the best option for looking at live streaming content coming out of Japan. All the Japanese terrestrial based TV stations are available, excluding NHK. So Asahi TV, Fuji Television, Nippon Television is all there. Radio-wise, Inter FM you can often find, Tokyo FM, loads from Hokkaido, loads from Osaka, RCC from Hiroshima also available. Definitely recommend this application for anyone interested in listening to or viewing TV live streaming content from Japan. Well, that's this update complete for today, and they're my thoughts. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.